Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM, good morning. So, when schools and workplaces shut, a lot of people really struggle this year with the idea of being cooped up at home. But did you know that in the capital city alone, almost 6 households became homeless each day since the pandemic began? Now, Dublin Simon Community do their best to help those in need, and Anastasia is on the line now to tell us more. Anastasia, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Now, are you all set for Christmas? I have to ask that question.
I am indeed, fully set.
Oh, I'm jealous. I'm one of those people who runs around Christmas Eve. I'm very jealous. I don't know why I do it to myself, but I'm just lastminute.com. So Anastasia, some great news coming from you. Can you explain, first of all, to our listeners, what pushed you into homelessness? What happened?
Well, I was living home with my parents and my partner and my daughter. I was pregnant at the time on the second. My dad had a problem with me, and it came to the point where we were like, no, we can't do this anymore. So we had no choice but to leave.
Can I ask you, that is a really difficult thing to have to do. How difficult was it to decide that you needed to go into homeless services?
It was very bad.
Was it?
Like, I was scared.
Mm.
I'm not going to lie, I was scared. I was terrified. Like, I obviously never lived away from home. Like, I was obviously living with my parents from the day I was born. So when it kind of sprung on me real quick, and I was pregnant as well, and my youngest was actually 2. She was only 2 years old. And I would have been, four months pregnant.
Scary.
When I had to, like, me and my partner actually had to decide to say, like, enough is enough. Like, we had no choice but to go.
Yeah.
There was no other way around that. You know, we tried rent and we were applying for HAP. Like, we applied for HAP. We were trying to get through to landlords to see could we rent anywhere. We couldn't get anywhere. We weren't getting emails back. So it came to a point where, like, right, we're just going to have to go homeless.
What was it like in homeless accommodation? Can you describe it to me?
It was very hard. It's not so someone would want to go. It was, like, I'm not going to lie, like, the first 6 months when I was homeless, I used to cry every night because I was scared. Like, I was genuinely terrified. I was scared. Like, I couldn't stay there. Like, I couldn't stay in the room on my own. Like, my parent always had to be with me at the start because I was scared. I just wasn't used to, you know, being on my own or having, you know, because first time moving out of home.
Yeah.
And then having to be put into homeless accommodation where you're in one room and you have so many people in there as well. And it's very scary. Like, I cried for 6 months straight, day and night. I was petrified. I was terrified. My youngest daughter, believe it or not, she couldn't sleep night either. Because she knew it was a different scenery for her. Like, it wasn't her home.
Hmm.
So and it was hard for her.
Did you have to share, like, did you have a room to yourself with your kid?
Yeah, we had. So in our room, like, we had a double bed and a single bed.
But there's still, so I can't, but like, this is the first time you've had to leave your home like, what a place you had to go to.
Yeah, so first time leaving home, having to go into homeless accommodation. Yeah, it was a nice thought.
Now, that was all before the pandemic hit. How did that change things?
When the coronavirus came in, that was worse. That was so bad. We were in a family home in Clontarf, and obviously there were kitchen facilities there, like, you were able to cook whenever you wanted before the pandemic. But then when the pandemic came in, everything changed. We had half an hour of meals in the one go, have, like, say, breakfast, lunch and dinner. Within a half an hour, sure, you wouldn't get your breakfast cooked in a half an hour.
No.
Never mind 3 meals.
And never mind trying to feed a 2-year-old in half an hour. I mean, that's just impossible. You need all the time in the world to do that. So you're in this accommodation, you're scared, you don't know what your future holds, I suspect. Can you tell me how the Simon helped you?
Believe it or not, I actually don't even know how it happened. I think I must have been asked when I was in homeless accommodation, did I want to get, did I want help from the Simon? And I said, yeah, and Megan just rang me. Within a half an hour, Megan got a place for my daughter in school.
Wow.
Which was great. I was over the moon. She literally helped me with everything, all my paperwork. I'd have been lost without Megan. I mean, I'd have literally been lost without Megan. She was great. She was brilliant. Brilliant.
And listen to me, because of the pandemic, you never actually met her. Can I ask you, what would you like to say to her if you ever did meet her?
I'd give her the biggest hug ever. And I'd literally thank her. It's crazy because I obviously don't know what Megan looks like. Megan doesn't know what I look like. It was literally all over phone. It's crazy because I got to a stage where she was someone that I knew, but I didn't know what they looked like.
Yeah.
Someone that we, like me and her had a great bond together, you know, always ringing, always talking. Like, she'd check up on me, I'd be ringing her. Like, you know, so it was like best friends type of thing, but not knowing what the person looked like. And it's sad because Megan actually had to close the case now because, like, we're fully settled in and everything's grand. So she had to close, like, she had to close it all off. Like, it's madness not knowing, never getting the chance to meet Megan. And, you know, and thanking her in person for everything that she's done for me and my family.
So, listen, I mean, you have your own front door. It's brilliant. You have own front door. Can I ask you, were you worried about how you would handle the responsibility? Because you'd never done this before.
Don't get me wrong, I was over the moon. I was excited. But then when we got the case, I was nervous because we barely just managing being in homes accommodation and we don't have bills. I was scared. I was saying, like, how are we going to manage when we do move into our house? Because it's going to be so different. Like, we're going to have bills, we're going to have electricity, gas, we're going to have the internet, we're going to have so much to pay for, and we're really just about getting through this in here by just getting through it. And I'm not going to lie, I was scared. You know, it's great. Like, it's great. I wouldn't change it.
It's really amazing. Well, you had to contend with an awful lot. I won't keep for too long because I know you're working. But can I ask you, are you looking forward to Christmas all together in your own place?
Come here, my decorations are up since the 2nd of November. I'm not going to lie. The 2nd of November, yeah.
And what was it like? What was it like decorating your own tree and your own gaff?
It was so nice, like, it was magical in the house, like, it was so nice, you know, like, pure, like, the Christmas songs playing in the house, you know, the kids doing only mini decorations around. Me and my partner were doing the bigger stuff, but the kids were so happy. The kids were so happy because when we were in homeless accommodation, my eldest used to always say, "Mammy, when are we going to have a house? When are we going to have decorations on our house?" She used to always ask me, and now that we were actually able to do all this year, it's great.
It's amazing. I mean, this year has been fairly shit for a lot of people, but it sounds like for you it's been life-changing, and it's lovely to hear. Anastasia, thank you so much for coming on and telling us your story. I just want to say take care and enjoy your first Christmas in your house. Enjoy that with the kids, and best of luck with everything, okay?
Thanks very much. Thanks. Have a happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, love. Bye.
Happy
bye-bye.
Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye, love. There we go. That's Anastasia. Absolute gorgeous girl, and her family wish you the very happiest of Christmases. And if listeners would like to find out how they can help or donate, there's more information available at dublinsimon.ie. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.